Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few black-owned radio stations. And you're live with the best mind in Black America, me, Sean Williams, and this is The Cutting Edge Show. And Justin Jackson is co-hosting with me. As you know, the world's top athletes are going to Tokyo for the Olympics. A lot of light has been shed on how black women in sports are treated, and sports policies don't take into account athletes of color. For example, the governing body for aquatic sports refused to approve the use of a swimming cap designed to accommodate natural black hair. The swimming federation that made the decision is reviewing the situation as of 2 hours ago when I last checked. Gwen Berry, a U.S. Olympic hammer thrower, was criticized for protesting during the playing of the national anthem. She turned away from the flag while the Star Spangled Banner played during the medal ceremony and draped a T-shirt carrying the words activist, athlete over her head. She told a black news channel, "I never said I hated this country. All I said was I respect my people enough to not stand or acknowledge something that disrespects them. I love my people, point blank, period." Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw are calling for her to be removed from the Olympic team. It takes a lot of courage to do what she did, standing up for her beliefs knowing there would be backlash. There is a ban on protests and demonstrations at the Tokyo Olympics. In 2019, Berry lost some of her sponsorship after raising her fist in protest on the podium at the Pan American Games in Peru. She received a 12-month probation from the Olympic and Paralympic Committee for the act, which she says was meant to highlight social injustice in America. And Justin, what is your take?
I mean, my thing is when it comes to, you know, especially the Olympics and like protesting in general, you know, I hear it all the time. You know, I hear people sit here and say, I had a friend of mine somehow, you know, if you're going to protest, you can protest, but, you know, the Olympics is not the place to protest. You're representing your country. And you know, for me, I find that fascinating. You know, I find that you can ban protesting. Like, really? Like, what's the whole purpose of a protest? It's to make people uncomfortable. He was white.
I thought so.
I mean, black people are saying the same thing, too.
I haven't heard any of them say it.
I understand you haven't heard any of them say it, and I'm not saying all
I'm
of them.
I'm not saying that they don't say it. I mean, I just haven't heard it. That's all.
Right. No, I get you. But, like, my biggest thing on this is it's like, you know, I always come into the question is like, okay, so what's an acceptable protest? Because so far what it seems like, you know, is regardless of how it's protest, you know, there's always an issue with it. There's always a problem. You know, we look at people always talk about Martin Luther King, you know, and I'm like, yeah, and he was assassinated. He was murdered. He was killed, you know, and people acting like, you know, even when it comes to Martin Luther King, that he wasn't one of the most hated men in America. You know, like all these people now are sitting here saying this, that, and the other, but I'm just sitting here like, you know, your grandparents didn't feel that way. Oh, you don't know my grandmother. If you do the time period, those are the people that was out there. Those are the people, you know, your grandparents and your great-grandparents, yep, that's all them adults that's out there right now. You know, some grandparents might have been children at that time, but, like, if you think about it, you know, that's what it is. And so, you know, for people to, you know, try to stop a protest, for me, I've always felt like that was, you know, pretty absurd, you know, because I'm a big component of freedom of speech, you know. Like, I believe in freedom of speech very much, and I believe that that, you know, people should have the right to, you know, say what they want, you know, and demonstrate the way they want. A protest is supposed to cause disruption. A protest is supposed to stop things and say, hey, let's put some attention into this, you know. And if it doesn't, then, you know, it's not a real protest, you know. So, like, that's the, like, so that's just, you know, I feel like, you know, this conversation right here is just part one of the conversation, you know, when we're talking about banning protests. They've actually said that they want to ban protests from the Olympics. And, like, for me, I just think that that's just historical. Just think about that for a second, you know. And two, with that even being said, it's like people talking about you're supposed to be representing your country. Well, when is our country supposed to represent us? You know, forever, black people have been told to wait, you know. For forever, black people have been, you know, said, oh, do it yourself. You know, not just do it yourself, but, you know, like, oh, we don't owe you anything. When it's like, no, you do owe us. You know, and that's not a handout. It's like, we've already earned it. You know, we've already done these things. You know what I mean? It's like you go to a restaurant, you eat, and you don't pay your bill. Well, that's not okay. You know, like, ain't nobody going to say, well, you know, you need to earn your food. Like, no, you're going to have to pay for that. And I just think it's mighty funny whenever we start talking about black people. No, the light bulb never clicks. You know, I just think that it is amazing that the light bulb can never click when we're talking about black people. You know, that's just, it's just an amazing. What are your thoughts and comments? And just for our callers just coming in, you know, press one if you have something that you want to contribute to this. We are talking about the Olympics. We're talking about, right now, we're talking about protesting an Olympics from the hammer thrower, and we're also going to move into transgender speaking, participating in the women's Olympics as well, and all in all, you know, everything that has to do with the Olympics. So I highly encourage people to, you know, press one, get your opinions heard, and you know, get in on this conversation. But Michonne, so what is your thought process on it?
My thought process is that we cannot allow our oppressors to tell us when it's appropriate to protest or anything else or demonstrate,
mm-hmm.
because they like to get ahead of it. They know something is coming, which I've noticed. Yeah. Especially in our area. Oh, they want to protest? They want to set up the protest. Well, mm-hmm. they are telling, well, you can come and protest at noon, and you can be here to 3 o'clock, but after 3 o'clock, we want you out of here.
No.
See, and that is crazy to me, but I've seen people actually do it. Mm-hmm. Like, they tell them when to do it. I'm like, these same people are not going to give you the tools to overthrow them.
No, not at all.
They don't want you to have more. You would have more now. Their laws and policies are set up for them to win, for us to win. Even though we built this country, our ancestors built this country and made it what it is. If all the black people pack up and say, okay, we're going to leave the United States, it would cripple this country immediately. Because they can't be a superpower without us. And they shouldn't be a superpower anyway. So, like I said, I believe it takes courage for these athletes to get out there and do what they do when they protest and demonstrate. And also, I think that when our athletes, and I'm referring to the black athletes, I don't give a damn about the rest of them, lose sponsorship for protests and injustices that occur in the United States, I think we as black people should boycott those companies and bankrupt them because we can. We are the biggest spenders in the United States. We're making everybody money but us. So if Nike or anybody else say, okay, we're not going to sponsor them, we have to stop buying their product immediately. Just like the boycotts they did in Alabama. When they start riding those bus boycotts, it crippled the city because they were making all this money off these black people who rode buses. So when they start riding together and walking where they needed to go, it almost bankrupted the entire city. So you know what? Some old ways work, others don't. But as far as them, like they're going to give a slap in the face to our athletes because they are our athletes. We're going to have to hit them in their pockets because that's the only thing they understand is money and power. You don't have no money. You don't have no power.
Well, 100%. And I want to make sure, you know, we are able to go ahead and bring in 6517.
Hello?
Yes, 6517, you're on the air.
Okay, if they don't know, we do call the last four numbers of your phone number.
Six, 517 going once. 6517 going twice. 6517 going three times. All right.
So does anybody else have any questions or comments? Please just press one. So for you listeners out there, they're back on? Okay.
Hold on, let's see. 6517, you there? I don't know.
Okay.
6517 is here. I didn't know that was for a question, though. I think I pressed
or even button. If you have a comment, do you have a comment, question, opinion on anything?
I'm still listening right now.
Okay.
Okay, no biggie. So as, you know, as we... Can you hear me now? Yeah, so as we continue to move forward, you know, like I was saying, you know, when we start talking about, you know, just the protest aspect of it in general, honestly, for the Tokyo events, I think it would be awesome, absolutely awesome for our athletes to go there, win gold, win, dominate, and every single one of them protest, every single one. On the national stage, you know, and I think, you know, that would be great. And then also, I think it'd be smart to go back to what was going on before when you had Carl Lewis, you know, protesting, you know, when they threatened to boycott the Olympics, you know, because as we're moving towards, you know, as we push the conversation a little bit more towards our female 100 meter runner who is now being suspended from the Olympics, they say that she might get to compete in the women's 4x1 if the U.S. name her to the team because her suspension would be 30 days. So, you know, moving on, I mean, like, you know, I think now is the perfect time to say, you know what, how about we all just fall back and, you know, let's see how many medals that the United States win without us, you know. Remember, they tell us to go back to where we come from. That's why I was very proud of the tennis player who's been kicking butt. I can never pronounce her name correctly. But like she decided, you know, she's going to go to the Olympics and she's going to compete. But guess what? She's going to compete for China. And I don't like China that much. And you know, Asian people, in my opinion, have been the most racist individuals, period, by far. When we're looking at per capita. But you know, my thing is, I felt like that was her way of smacking the United States in the face. You know, saying, hey, you know what? You don't want to treat black people with respect. I'll go compete on this side. Now what? You know, and I feel like in her own way, you know, and this could be me just, you know, throwing my opinion out there, speaking for her a little bit. But, you know, just, I mean, I feel like that was her own way of trying to protest the United States, especially with the tennis trying to put a ban on her and silencing her activism and talking about, you know, mental health and things of that nature. You know, I give kudos to her, you know, so, you know, that's how I feel. But like, I really think, you know, right now would be a great time for black athletes in the United States to say, hey, we're not going to compete, you know, or to go up there, even better. Even if they decide, hey, we're going to compete, so you can't throw someone else on the team, go up there and just jog it out. Go out there and intentionally just let it go. Go all the way to the finals. Let everybody know that we dominate it and we can win whenever we want. And then just give up. You know, just say, hey, we're done. Nope, we're not going to do the finals. And when everybody sits there and look and start booing, it's like, yeah, I know. I know. I know how you feel. This is what black people feel every single time the Democrats promise that they're going to do stuff for black people and then get in an office and don't do anything. Yeah, yeah, that's how it feels right there. You see that feeling, that hatred that you have in your heart? That's how it feels, you know? So I really, 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 really pray that, you know, our athletes, you know, take a stand on this. But, you know, as we continue to push this conversation, I also want to, you know, talk about transgender in the in sports, because as you know, they have a transgender person competing in the weightlifting competition in the women's sports. You know, what are your thoughts on that, Michelle?
Well, anybody who knows me knows my thoughts. You are whatever you are born, and for those mm-hmm. people to go and want people to accept them is ludicrous to me, because obviously they couldn't accept themselves if they're trying to change who they are.
Mm. Well, I mean, I think I understand your opinion based on the concept of transgender in general. Yet, when you focus it, I'm guessing you're also going to say that you don't feel like they should compete in women's sports. Is that correct?
No. If you weren't born a woman, you don't need to be in women's sports. Period.
And why?
Why should they? It's a man. You can't change the biology. You might can change the outside appearance, but the biology, the mm-hmm. inside, you cannot change that. They will be forever.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. There's been studies shown that someone who was born as a man that goes under hormone treatment actually physically changed the body. It substitutes some of the mass for fat.
Okay, you take an X-ray of that person. What changed?
Mm-hmm. X-ray, you're talking about the bone structure?
Yeah.
Some of those people, bone structure have become more dense, which is mean weaker.
But it's still going to show, if they took an X-ray, that they were a male if it was a man. If they were born a male, it's going to still show that.
You talked about having a male sexual reproductive organ?
A male body, period. If somebody dies, mm-hmm. and they find them 20 years later and a skeletal remains. That's all they find.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell if it's a male or a female.
Mm-hmm.
That is not changing.
Well, I think as, you know, as technology continues to progress and
yeah,
with these medical enhancements, we'll see.
Okay.
Hold on. I want to get 9763 in here. I want to get 9763 in here. 9763.
Yeah, here's the Mountain Man. How y'all doing?
How we doing, Mountain Man?
Good. So
hey,
let me ask you this
like
question.
That
how does that change? So if that's a morphodite, so how do you tell then whether, you know, what it is then? If that was a morphodite.
Is that for me or is that for the host?
Well, that's for the host. I'm saying is if you were saying that, you know, scientists, if that person had been dead for a while, and they go back and a scientist looks at it, and you said it can tell whether it was a mass or if it was a morphodite, so they would be able to see whether
would
it was a morphodite,
wouldn't
it?
Would you think they would know that was a hermaphrodite?
Well, let's say it this way. Let's say that morphodites decide which gender that it wished to be. So let's say it took on the male version, or let's say it took on the female version. So now you're talking about having the same procedures done in order to take out one of those things, just like if a person went there to try to add something in.
Okay, you brought up something very interesting. You said procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what's interesting?
As far as hermaphrodites, because I don't know how they are structurally made as far as their bones and things like that, because I haven't studied them. I do know about them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to sit up here and be like, well, I know this, because I don't, because I have not researched that.
Well,
but I do know what they are. I'll
right.
put it like this.
So,
I mean, all right, so let me put some information out there so that way I know you say you don't know. Let me put some information out there to help this for you, okay? So using Aeon Exchange, French scientists have shown that they could determine the sex of a human remains from the ratio of iron and copper isotopes in the bones, okay? Now, with that being said, you know, just pushing the conversation a little bit, and personally, I don't think the transgender if they want to compete, I feel like they should have to compete either at the men's level or they should have their own league. They should have a transgender league where whether you're transgender woman going to man or man going to woman, you all in the same league right there, you know. But my thing is with these hormones, injections and therapy, it actually alters the iron and copper in the body, in the bones in general. So even though we can look back, you know, centuries from now and be like, say, based off of the ratio, this was a man, this was a woman, you know, 1,000 to 2,000 years from now, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that with transgender, because if they're going underneath these hormone treatments, is literally changing their composition of their body. What are your thoughts, Michelle?
I think the address
they
on that there was
they
still
they are born. That is my thought.
What'd you say, Mel?
Well,
man?
I would say that dealing with the address on that, it would still show that there was some interference in that structure and
mm-hmm.
the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It would still show it was some kind of. Because you're talking about the DNA, and if something was to change in it, it would still be inside the bone, showing that something did change in there or it was altered, you know, if you're talking science-wise. But
well, it's not DNA,
huh?
It's element. So it's not the DNA, it's the element. So they can use the bone DNA that is samples from the bones to determine, you know, people relationships, like mother, father, or whether they were kin or something like that. But the actual ratio of carbon and copper and all those different things, you know, those like the iron and copper, those right there are elements. Iron is an element. Copper is an element. So, like, only thing that what I'm saying is with these hormone treatments, they are able to put that into the body. So that's not going to say, hey, we can show, like, that's 10,000 years from now, if they're just measuring the ratio, they won't be able to tell that, you know, this person went under hormonal treatment unless research comes out and they continue to study this and they find some type of X factor that is prevalent in all people who go under those hormone treatments, that there's like a tracer left. Now, so far that has not been found because we have had those studies yet because of how recent this technology is. But, you know, that is something that would be interesting to see as time goes forward. And Mountman, well, I want you to stay on this conversation, but I also want to get 1046 in on this conversation as well. 1046?
Well, I have a combination of elements in me. I have iron in me. The cartoon Iron Man, the character Iron Man, was actually based off me when I was born in 1957, even though Iron Man was created before 1957. And I am Iron Man. That's all about all I can say about the elements.
So what do you think? What do you think about transgender competing in women's sports?
I think that they should have a sport specifically for transgender people, just like they have a sport specifically for females and a sport specifically for males. They have a sport
for special needs.
Right,
and they should have a sport. It's for special needs. Yeah, I don't think a transgender should be playing in the NFL. You know, they're both man and woman. I
have no issue. I will say this: I have no issue for a woman that was a person that was born a female that transitioned to what they call a male. You know, to compete in men's sports. If they can do that, then
What if the transgender female that transitioned to a male still has female body parts? Does that make it a different analogy for you?
For me, no. I mean, if a woman can compete at the man's level, hey, and she wants to, do what you do.
With a vagina?
Hey, that's what she chooses
to
do.
A man who was born a female changes to a male but still has female genitalia, they shouldn't be in the NFL.
Why?
I'll give you a good example.
Why?
Let's say one was in the NFL. Well, I'm getting ready to tell you if you let me. One gets into the NFL. Her position just happens to be a running back. Okay? She's a male, but she has female genitalia. It's third and short. There's a pile. She doesn't make first down. But somebody in that pile is going to make first down because they may decide to grab her by female genitalia. NFL is full of male freaks. Somebody's going to grab her inappropriately. It could happen more than once. I just think. What if she's on a period that Sunday? She's a man, but she still has female genitalia. She's going to be the only one on the field that's actually in uniform playing in the game that's on a period. Other than the referees and the female referees are in the NFL now, they'd be on the period. But it's not the same as running with the football in a live, real game against live, real NFL players. So that's a bad
name.
If I'm a defensive lineman, I don't want to be tackling a running back on the opposing team that's a man, but obviously I see a little spot in the bottom of her white uniform, and I know that's not a good mix.
Well, let me ask you this. What about women right now who participate in football like you're talking about right now and identify as women? Women right now identify as women that were born as women. Let me finish. Women right now who identify as women that were born as women right now compete collegiately on college football teams. What about them?
They shouldn't be doing that unless all the football players are exactly like them. Because there again, you're going to have some running back running the football in college on the period when everybody else is guys.
That's just a choice. I mean, they have tampons, they have pads. Like women in the WNBA who have their periods don't go out and play.
let me ask you this. If you was in college and were playing college football, let's say you was a defensive lineman for Alabama, would you be wanting mm-hmm. to tackle a running back at Mississippi State that's a man but just happens to be on his period and you know he's on his period?
I'm going to win.
Oh, man, you're just a different kind of monster then. I couldn't be.
Mountain Man, what do you think about that, Mountain Man?
Yeah, that's a no for me.
I mean, I've known a woman. I know a girl who literally played sports with the boys in middle school. She was playing football all the way up until high school, you know, with the boys, and she was amazing. She played middle linebacker, and she played running back. And she literally was the best player on the team in a lot of those games.
You just answered your own argument. You said you know a female.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some, but their numbers are so minimum, it doesn't even really – you can't justify it. Just one.
Right, I don't. Based off of that, that justifies my logic because I don't believe that a man – hold on. I don't believe that a man, someone who was born a male, should be able to go under whatever chains and compete into women because they're going to dominate. That's the whole concept. You know, if a man, just like this person that we're talking about, what's her name? Hold on, I just had it pulled up. We have a Laura Habu from, I think it's Turkish, transgender powerlifter. You know, obviously, you know, that person's going to win. That's a man, powerlifter. Obviously, that's a complete unfair advantage. But a woman going into the man sport, I think the woman is under the is going to be disadvantaged. And if that's what she chooses to do is to fight handicap, then you know, go ahead. I just don't believe she's going to work the other way around.
Well, if that's the case, you also have to agree to let them in boxing too.
Sure.
If
a female want to get in a ring with a man in box, that's on them. Now,
yeah,
I don't think a man should be able to go into the women's sport and box. I don't agree with that.
So you don't think Caitlyn Jennings should be able to be fighting in the women's MMA if he or she decides to do so?
Nope.
You don't think Caitlyn Jennings
nope.
should
nope.
be able to do that?
No.
Well, you know, you if you got it one way, you got to have it the other way. You can't have it one way and not the other way.
I disagree.
You can't have it one way and not the other way.
Hey, like I said,
you don't mind
the
woman competing in the NFL.
Right. I don't. Not at all. If they want to compete, they're good enough.
You know if men players' seasons are cut short because of injuries, can you imagine what's going to happen to a man that you
that
was born a woman?
That's why women don't play football in the NFL. That's the sole reason why. That's why I said women choose not to. It's not that they can't. It's not that they're just banned. It's they choose not to. They say, hey, that is a very dangerous situation for me. I'm going to choose a smart decision and say I'm not going to do
right.
that. Now, a certain amount of, like, for example, if someone walks in front of a semi, if a semi is going down a highway full speed and someone walks in front, they make a decision that they want to walk in front of
Hello?
A semi, that's on them. We hear you, Mountain Man. You know, if someone walks in front of a semi, you know, that's not the semi. That's not the driver's fault. This person just jumped in front of the moving semi. You know, like, come
well,
on.
That's where the woman that was born a girl who transitions into a man decides to go into the NFL, she will literally be walking in front of a semi.
Exactly. That's why I use that analogy.
And, like, 12 semis to hit her at one time, too.
Oh, they want to hit her just like a semi. They want to hit her just like a semi.
So let me ask you this. Go ahead, Michelle. Ask your question.
Okay, for the listeners out there, okay. Do you think that the Black Power protest at the Olympics kills the Olympians' careers when they stand up for
Are you talking about John Collins from 1968 or today?
Excuse me?
Are you talking about the Olympics in 1968 when John Collins and Tommy Smith raised their
From back then till now.
No, I don't. I think it kills it. I think it kills their career. I think it kills their career, but I think back then it kills their career. But as far as, you know, the sport, yes, 100% it does. And we have all the evidence to prove it without beyond a reasonable doubt that it destroys their career. Because when you look at even back then, and when you're talking about John Carlos and all of them, that John Carlos and what's the other one name?
Tommy Lee. Tommy Smith.
Yeah, and the white boy, and the white boy that played second. He had the pin on too. Even though he was a white boy, he didn't have on the gloves because he wasn't white. He couldn't signify that. He did wear the pin to show his solidarity with those athletes. But guess what happens right after that? Those people got kicked out of the Olympics and said that they had 48 hours to get out of Mexico or else. So did it kill their career? 100%.
It absolutely did.
That's literally destroying their career. Now when Colin Kaepernick took a knee, he's still not in the NFL. And people say that, hey, well, he's been out so long, that should be bygones. Well, they just signed Tim Tebow, so I don't understand that argument either. They just signed Tim Tebow; he can get another shot, and he's been out of the league, and he only played 1 year. He only played 1 year on the field, if I'm not mistaken. You add up all his games, he don't even play a whole season, you know. But he can come
back. I don't think you can compare Tim Tebow and Colin Kaepernick because, of course, Tim Tebow, the privilege comes with him. It doesn't come with Kaepernick.
That's the problem.
Well, yeah, it's a problem, but it's just unfortunately the way it is.
Well, that's what we're fighting against, you know. But what I will also say is in today's era, as far as destroying their career, it might destroy their professional sport career. But I can see that, you know, right now I don't think it's going to destroy necessarily their money. I think, you know, people are going to get a lot of endorsements for it, and because they know that black people are watching, and we're gonna react. Why do you think Nike gave Kaepernick that $50 million deal? Why do you think Nike has not, cut the 100-meter dash woman girl? What's her name? Shakira. What's her name? How you pronounce her name? Yeah, they haven't dropped her. They said, hey, we're going to stay in with her. You know, the hammer throw, the black hammer throw, the protest. She's going to get an endorsement after that. If she has an endorsement and they drop her, best believe black people are going to boycott that. Not even just black people. Like, that's going to be front time news. It's one thing, and when you look at marketing and you look at sales, one thing you want to stay away from is the wrong bad press, because that could either elevate you super high or it can drop you right there in the sand. You know, and I think right now a lot of companies who have endorsed these athletes are realizing it's like, yo, we can't really give them the same type of backlash for promoting black awareness, but promoting, you know, equality for black people. Like, there is going to definitely be a backlash. This ain't the 1950s anymore. This ain't the 1960s anymore. This ain't the 1970s anymore. You know, so that's my opinion on that question.
Okay, I would like to hear from some of the women listeners, if you can call. And please, dial 516-531-9540 and press 1. Do you all have any comments?
What if they identify as a man? What if they
then
identify
I'm
as a man?
But I think she was on it different.
Then I will hang up on them.
6517, we got you live on the air. 6517, do you have a comment? 6517? What? Right now, we do not have any of our female callers dialing in, Michonne. So the women say they are not going to listen to you.
They're already listening because I can see their numbers. They're just not commenting. There's a difference.
Right. They're not doing what you told. Right. That's what I just said. See,
But anyway. Like I said, I don't think people who are born men, where they claim they're a woman or whatever, should be playing in women's sports. Regardless.
Okay.
I agree
now,
with that.
Today, 100%, still a man.
I agree with that. I agree with
and
that.
And vice versa. I don't think women who want to identify as a man should be playing in men's sports either.
What about women who identify as women? Should they be able to play in men's sports?
No.
No. No.
Okay. Well, I want to throw this out there. I don't know if you guys are aware of it. But there was a woman. There's a female athlete who is a swimmer. She went to Harvard. Harvard felt like they landed and she was one of the top swimmers in the country. And Harvard landed her. And when she went to enroll at Harvard and get ready and everything, the women's swim team coach thought that they had one of the best, chances of winning. But actually, that woman decided she wanted to compete on the men's team. And she didn't want to go through any hormones or anything. She was like, hey, no, I'm going to be a woman. I'm going to compete as a man. And she was kicking butt. You know, so what do you think about that?
I don't, because I'm not into, like, the swimmer or anything like that. So, no, I don't. I don't even care.
I think she happened to be an anomaly. She's one out of a million. But just because she's able to do it doesn't make it right.
I understand that. I would say this, though, when it comes to swimming. Swimming is one of those sports where it's not like all the other sports, you know, where it's like your age automatically is going to dictate everything, you know. Like swimming is one of the best exercises that a person can do, you know, because it doesn't have all that tension and stuff like that that's going to be put onto your joints that's just breaking your body down. So that's why I believe, you know, that's even possible, you know. But, I mean, realistically, what we're arguing is that at the end of the day, women, on a physical, logical standpoint, are inferior than men. You know, women are not as strong as men. Women are not as fast as men. Women are not as big as men. Women are not as powerful as men.
You know what?
And that's just real.
Because they were made that way. Women are smarter.
Exactly.
Their brains work better. So, yeah, play your role.
I don't know about all that.
Play your role. When them boxes need to be moved, you do it. When that furniture need to be moved, you do it. Know your role and play it. That's all.
Definitely got to play your role, 100%, 100%. So let's move forward. You know, I know you said you don't really like swimming, Michonne, but, like, let's talk about swimming a little bit here. Because we do have a black athlete that is now participating in swimming and is one of the favorites, but they're trying to say that she can't use a cap to help hold her hair down like everyone else because her hair is different. She needs a bigger cap because physiologically her DNA shows physiologically, you know, black people have different texture in hair. Black people and white people hair are not the same. Black people and Asian people hair are not the same. But they're discriminating against her for being able to wear the cap.
That's true. And I checked 2 hours ago. The Swimming Federation is reviewing the situation right now.
We got 106. We got 106. 1046. You had a comment.
Yes. Whoever made that decision about the hair and caps got to have a different cap because he's African American. They should have been terminated immediately. Swim cap is not going to determine the speed of how fast you can swim.
True.
They should have been
terminated. Well, some of them can shave off a second based off the material and how they cut through water. But that's not what this cap was for. This cap was simply designed so they can have more room to put their hair in there. Simple as that. So
these girls, the issue was they have natural hair. They wear their hair natural.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the swim caps they were made, that were used, were basically, well, not no basically, they were made for Europeans and their hair type. Flat
and
hair.
And Asian,
yeah.
And Hispanics. It was made for everybody but black people.
So there are,
well, I mean, if they're gonna
swim caps that are called soul caps that are strictly made for black people and their hair. That's where the issue came in. They originally said no. Now they're claiming they're reviewing it because of it was a lot of backlash from a lot of black people about that decision. And I did see the cap.
How'd they look?
They look like a normal cap, just more room for the woman's hair to go in there.
Right.
Well, unless she's getting rid of
it,
unless she's
not like
bottom. Just let her wear the swim caps.
So I got another question. I got another question, for the callers. It looks like this year for the 2021 USA national team for basketball, the team isn't loaded with all the superstars that it's normally loaded with. They do have Blake Griffin, who isn't the Blake Griffin from 5 years ago. They do have John Wall. They do have like from looking at us, these are the only somewhat of a superstar, you know, that they have. So like the team is consisted of Jared Allen, Eric Garden, Jimmy Grant, Blake Griffin, Drew Holiday, DeAndre Jordan, Zach LaVine, Julius Randle, Duncan Robinson, Michael Robinson, Fred Vatito, and John Wall. Do you, as a caller, do you guys think that the United States is going to win gold in the men's basketball again?
Yes,
and they've recently added Jason Tatum.
I don't know. That's a tough one right there. That's a toss up. There's some good players overseas. Good players overseas.
And
that's a tough one.
Yeah, and we don't even have our superstars in there. I mean, LeBron's not playing. Kevin Durant's not playing. What's the guy from the Clippers? Kawhi Leonard's not playing. Paul George is not playing. You know, Booker, who's in the NBA Finals, is not playing. You know, what do you guys think about that? Huh?
What about Giannis? Giannis playing? And the Tekimbo?
Well, he's not American.
Well, no, you know, there's a lot of people on the Olympics that play for on the American Olympic team that's not American.
No, sir. They go back to their home country. Just like Steve Nash played for Canada his whole entire Olympic career. Just like Giannis Tekimbo, he played for, I believe it's Germany, if I'm not mistaken, last time. Just like Paul Gasol and Marc Gasol both played for Spain, you know. No, and just like the boy from the Spurs, he played for the France team. You know, they go back to their home country.
I wouldn't bet that America would win the gold. I would hope they would win the gold, but I wouldn't bet on it, being as though that's the case. I wouldn't bet. I wouldn't put my money on the USA.
Who would you put your money on?
Nobody.
That's a bet you wouldn't take.
Yeah, I'm a sore loser. I couldn't bet on nobody. I'd watch
okay.
it. Hope
okay.
for the best. but you know, the superstar.
Right, right. Now, I also want to, you know, make sure we talk, you know, about this groundbreaking news of a track runner being suspended for 3 months. I mean, not for 3 months, for being suspended for 30 days for testing positive. And some people have even said that it was a false positive for marijuana. And she will not have to compete. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I think she should. Well, she broke a rule. Those are the rules. She broke the rules. You have to be fair to everybody. On the other hand, marijuana doesn't give you the ability to increase your speed in track. It doesn't make you run no faster. It's not a performance enhancing drug. So, but those are the rules. So, I mean, if she knew that if she tested positive for marijuana, the likelihood she wouldn't be able to compete and did it anyway.
Do you think circumstances has anything to do with it?
The fact that her mother died and she wanted to, you know, from what I understand, she didn't smoke any weed. She ate a couple of edibles and tested positive. But either way it go, if you know the rules, circumstances should not matter as far as I'm concerned. You know, I knew it was wrong, but this is what happened. Then, you know, that's okay. You can run. No, I believe that you crime, you do
gotta be fair to everybody.
I think you have to be fair to everybody, regardless of the circumstance. Because if you make it okay for her due to a certain situation, then you got to make it okay for somebody else, and so on down the line. So just
that's
stop
true.
It at the top.
But a person did bring out a valid point. You know, like you're saying, if you got to make it fair for one, you got to make it fair for other. Like humans made these rules. These ain't just some arbitrary. These ain't rules that you know just have to stand. The rules can always be changed. So I mean, is it not valid to say, hey, you know, with all the research that came out, you know, maybe marijuana isn't something that should be a banned substance. I mean, if you ban marijuana, why don't you ban alcohol? Why aren't you banning tobacco? Why aren't we testing for those things? You know, I mean.
Not only that, but marijuana is legal where she lives. No, but
even though, the thing on that argument was that, you know, this isn't a United States thing. This was done by the World Federation. So, you know, even though a substance might be legal in the United States, doesn't it make it legal in the rest of the world? Just like it's illegal in certain states in America.
She knew it was a violation before she did it, and she did it anyway. So you just got to toe that line, accept the consequences, and try again in 4 years.
I mean, I don't feel sorry for her, per se, because she knew. And she made a bad decision. And she might be a person who's a great runner who makes bad decisions all the time. I mean, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that might not be the only bad decision. That might be just a bad decision that we heard about.
Yeah, but I'm not going to put her on that type of scrutiny because we don't put white people under that type of scrutiny. So, I mean, I'm not going to harshly judge my sister.
I don't even worry about white Olympians. I don't look at them. I don't follow them or anything.
Well, when I understand you might not look at them or follow them, but at the end of the day, when it comes down to my sister making that money, I'm always have my sister back on making that money. I don't care.
Okay,
like,
you know what?
I'm going to look. I'm going
to
pay attention to it.
I agree to a certain extent, but you know what? She put herself in that situation.
Right.
True.
I wouldn't risk losing millions of dollars in endorsements to get high.
I'm not going to sit up there and...
Whoa. She didn't lose any endorsements. She did not lose any endorsements.
I didn't say she did. I said I wouldn't risk. I wouldn't risk.
So you said, so you just let other people just control your life?
You know what? Sometimes people got to make a choice. What they want out of life and what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say if you got some friends you like to hang with, they get high, they do drugs and do all this, but you want to do something else. So you're saying that, even though I want to do this other thing, I'm going to go ahead and get high with my friends and do all this. Then you go for this job and they like you, they like, okay, we want to hire you. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But first, we want to give you this drug test. Okay. You know what? We don't want you to pee in a cup. We want hair samples. We're going to take blood. We're going to find out what's really going on because, you know, they freaky urinating in a cup. Okay. You get out there, they find some substance that, oh, no, that's illegal in your system. So who's to blame for that if you did? Nobody put a gun up to your head. It was a choice that you made.
So no, who is it? Me personally, I mean, I get it. Me personally, I just wouldn't work with something like that.
I don't care if you are black for your action.
Right. I agree 100%. I'm just saying, me personally, I just wouldn't work for a company like that. I would never have to worry about that because I just tell me, oh, it's a drug. I can't smoke weed. This conversation is over already. Yeah. You know, thank you for letting me know ahead of time. So I don't got to waste my time. You know, I won't even have to deal with it. I make it very clear.
Well, you know what? That's why there's a lot of black people out here that can't get certain jobs because they can't pass the drug test.
Well, and I think those black people should organize.
Or in the work or be a bum than sit up there like, okay, are drugs that more important to you that you cannot give up?
Well, no. I don't think that. I think that's just more of a person trying to take a stand of, I'm not going to let you control my life. I think those people should organize and do everything they can to get the laws changed. To get the laws changed. I think people should organize and do everything that they can to go in and get that law changed.
I think some laws should stay in place.
Like what?
Personally, I wouldn't want somebody working for me.
Well, what's a drug? I mean, sugar is a drug. Caffeine is a drug.
Yes, it is.
There is actually withdrawal symptoms.
Drug.
Right. Illegal. Only thing that makes it illegal is the law. You could change the law. I talked about changing the law.
It's not changed.
I know. I said organize it to change the law. Let's bring in 9763 in here.
No.
9763.
No.
9763. You got a comment? Mm-hmm. You got a comment or question? Yeah, we can hear you, man.
Yeah, you know what? I want to make a comment on that. But listen, okay, although they changed the laws, now you can, you know, pass the laws where you can smoke marijuana. But I understand exactly where she's coming from. Now, you can smoke your marijuana, but if it's considered you using any kind of machine or anything like that, no, you can't because therefore the company will be liable. Huh? Yes. Machines like you working at a company and there's a factory and you working up under a machine. No, you shouldn't be allowed to smoke marijuana. You shouldn't be allowed to smoke marijuana if you're driving a vehicle.
Why?
Because it affects your ability. And therefore, if you...
Affects your ability how?
Well, it might hurt your ability as your performance, or whatever.
My question is, how long does... Michelle, can you wait a second?
No, because it's my show. I will checkmate anybody to call in or on.
So,
let me say this one for y'all. I got one thing. Listen, this one right here. If you go to the doctor and the doctor gives you certain medicine and tells you that you can't work machinery and stuff like this. Well, he's already letting you know that hey, you can be drowsy or anything can go on that can affect your ability to perform your duties.
Right. So can I respond to that though? Like my thing is, I feel like based off of what I'm hearing from you, you know, I definitely understand if a person has some type of drug/medicine or something like that that's going to impair their ability to do the job, then yes, they should not be doing that. At the same time, when it comes to marijuana, that is not the case. Like, for example, when you look at alcohol, you can have a drink of alcohol, and no, you should not go drive. No, you should not go operate those machineries while you're drunk, while you're intoxicated. But if you smoke a joint, you smoke a blunt, you know, after an hour, those effects are null and void. And actually, studies have shown that people actually do better when they smoke weed in a lot of different events.
Not with machines. Not with machines. I wouldn't want nobody working on me with machines. I wouldn't want a doctor come here talking about doing surgery.
But they can drink alcohol, though.
I don't want him. I don't want him drinking either.
I wouldn't want.
So
a
they should. So that person should not be able to
no,
drink.
No, I wouldn't want nobody that's high working on me either.
I ain't saying that's high. Yeah. I ain't say come in that's high and work on you. I'm saying
you
it.
Gotta,
they're
well,
doing it off the hours.
We don't know how much alcohol or how much marijuana they can actually before they have.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during...